Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sinabi ni Immigration Minister Andrew Giles na babaguhin o i-update niya ang kontrobersyal na ministerial direction na pumapayag sa maraming migrante na nakulong dahil sa mga seryosong kriminal na takasan ng deportation o pagpapatalsik sa bansa. Ipininiwanag ni SBS Chief Political Reporter Anna Henderson na simula pa lang noong Nobyembre ng nakaraang taon, mainit na binabatikos na tungkol dito si Minister Giles.
In late November, the High Court made a snap call on the NZYQ case, leading the government to release 151 people from indefinite detention. Soon after came the first of many calls from the opposition for the immigration minister to resign or be sacked. Parliament was recalled before Christmas to rush through legislation in an attempt to re-jail the worst offenders and to impose ankle bracelets in some cases. The government set up a community protection board, including law enforcement, to assess cases.
At bumalik anyang nasabing issue sa immigration ngayong taon.
Earlier this year, the government tried and failed to rush through another batch of bills to preempt a new court hearing on case ASF-17. Then an image was released by WA police documenting a shocking assault on a Perth grandmother, Ninette Simons. Just over a week later, across national newspapers, it was revealed one of the alleged assailants was part of the NZYQ cohort. The government then had a win, with the High Court rejecting the ASF-17 request, avoiding the release of more than 100 extra detainees.
Ang bagong issue ay nauugnay sa tinatawag na Direction 99 na nag-aatas sa Administrative Appeals Tribunal na ikonsidera ang ugnayan sa Australia ng isang individual sa pag-review nito ng mga desisyon sa visa cancellation. Inilatag ni Minister Giles noong nakarang taon ang Direction 99 sa gitna ng pressure mula sa nooy New Zealand Prime Minister na si Jacinta Ardern na ihinto ang deportation ng mga New Zealand nationals na halos buong buhay nila ay nakatira sa Australia. Nitong unang bahagi ng linggo lamang naglabas ang AAT ng desisyon sa isang kaso ng lalaking New Zealand national na kilala lamang sa alias na CHYC. Dahil sa koneksyon nito sa Australia, ibinalik ang visa nito sa kabila ng pag-plead o umaming guilty sa panggagahasa ng stepdaughter nito. Sinabi ni Liberal Senator Jane Hume na responsibilidad ni Giles ang naging desisyon ng tribunal.
If you direct the AAT to make those considerations when deciding whether to revoke a visa or not revoke a visa, this should come as no surprise because there's been incompetence after incompetence in this portfolio. Quite frankly, Anthony Albanese needs to stop running a protection racket for Minister Giles and start protecting the Australian people.
Matapos ang batikos ng oposisyon, inihayag ni Giles na ihahain ang updated version ng direktiba na magsisiguro naman sa kaligtasan ng komunidad.
I will be updating Ministerial Direction 99 as the Prime Minister has just said.
Order.
The new direction will ensure that all members of the ART will adopt a common sense approach to visa decisions. First and foremost, this means ensuring that the protection of the community outweighs other considerations. This
order.
Has always been the Albanese government's highest priority. The revised direction will also strengthen the principles of community safety in the making of decisions.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Rania Yalop at Sam Dover para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.